blue jeans with the cuffs turned up to show their plaid flannel linings. Sonia had sneakers on, but Willa was still in her school shoes, brown tie Oxfords, because she hadn't wanted to stop by home and get waylaid by her little sister, who would beg to tag along.
"Hold the whole carton up when they open the door," Sonia told Willa. "Not just one candy bar. Ask, would you like to buy some candy bars? Plural."
"I'm going to ask," Willa said. "I thought you were."
"I'd feel silly asking."
"What, you don't think I'd feel silly?"
"But you're much better with grown-ups."
"What will you be doing?"
"I'll be in charge of the money," Sonia said,
and she waved her envelope. Willa said, "Okay, but then you have to ask at the next house."
"Fine," Sonia said.
Of course it was fine, because the next house was bound to be easier. But Willa tightened her arms around the carton, and Sonia turned to lead the way up the flagstone walk. This house had a metal sculpture out front that was nothing but a tall, swooping curve, very modern. The doorbell was lit with a light that glowed even in the daytime. Sonia